Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, you provide huge value to small business leaders every morning, one segment at a time. Wow, 20 years.
You've done tons of these interviews, and you've even stopped talking long enough during these broadcasts to listen to all of us.
One of the best shows in the world.
I gotta say, a great lot of fun listening to the music you choose in between sessions.
You're out there fighting the fight for all of us. Congratulations. Keep doing a good job, buddy.
I'm honored to be a member of your Brain Trust.
Welcome back. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend Sarah Heiner, the leader of Bottom Line Publications. Bottom Line Personal is the twice monthly outstanding publication that they still put out in print, which I'm so proud of them for. Sarah, I need your website, please.
BottomLineInc.com, and we have a health publication, which is awesome, and we just redesigned it. It looks beautiful.
It is.
Check that one out, too.
I don't have the new one. I'm looking forward to getting that one. I've got the old one. So, Sarah, BottomLineInc.com, right?
BottomLineInc.com.
Check that out, folks. You'll love the twice monthly publication, I promise you. All right, so, Sarah, a couple of things I want to do this segment is on posture. One's on posture. Is posture getting worse as we walk around with our phones in our hand, looking down at our phones, driving, walking in front of beer trucks and things like, and buses? Are we hurting our posture?
We are in a heads down world, and you know our heads weigh about 10 pounds, but if you tilt it forward, as in texting, as in and you just kind of tilt your head down, it puts about 50 pounds of pressure on your neck.
Wow!
It multiplies, and we're getting something called text neck. It's hurting our necks, it's hurting our backs, it's hurting our shoulders. We're curling our shoulders as we sit. We're all hunched sitting at the desk.
So should our screens be up high instead of low?
Your screen should be at about eye level, like literally, sitting at the desk. You should sit up straight and look straight at your screen. So all of us laptop users, hello, I'm one as well.
Yeah, I do. I am half the time.
Terrible for the posture, absolutely terrible. And what's ending up happening, and I notice this about myself, I notice it walking, and I notice it actually when I'm skiing. I look down. I spend my day looking down instead of looking straight up. So, if your listeners now, pay attention to where you're looking at now, and maybe people are driving, so they're looking up. But watch yourself through the day and realize how much your gaze
Notice where your gaze is. Is it in front of your feet?
If you just lift your eyes up and gaze straight ahead, your whole body shifts.
We even do it at meals. How many times are you eating with someone and when you're looking at your food or your phone, not the people in front of you? I mean, come on, people, we have to fix this.
No question. Yeah. Well, you got to put the phones aside anyway. You got to take the phones and put them on the counter before you sit down at the table. Mm-hmm. But just for a very quick, the easiest little posture fix, and I got this from Joel Harper, who's a celebrity trainer. He's been training Dr. Oz for years.
Right.
And I did a great podcast with him. He has a book called Bind Your Body. He's awesome. And he said, just look up. Mm-hmm. Feel the difference if you just look up. And throughout the day, remind yourself as you're walking, as you take a break from your desk. And just look up.
And put your shoulders back and your head up. Yeah.
Yep.
All right. I want to move over and talk about pink noise. I never heard of pink noise before. I've heard of white noise. I never heard of pink noise. What's this all about?
So white people know of white noise as just kind of balancing out the screeches of the day, right? So white noise is its own screech unto itself.
Right.
It sounds like a hissing radiator, kind of a broad spectrum of frequencies, but includes higher ones as well.
If you don't, and folks, if you don't know what white noise is, you've obviously never been to an IRS office. So I'm just saying, Sarah, go ahead.
It's that high level, that high-pitched hum.
Yeah.
Static on a television, radio static, things like that. And it was very trendy for a while. A lot of people have white noise machines to help them fall asleep.
Right.
Well, now they've discovered what they call pink noise, which takes out kind of the higher frequencies, and it's more of the lower frequencies. And this is actually better sound frequencies for falling asleep and staying asleep.
Hmm.
And they say that also, if you listen to it as you're sleeping, that it'll also help your memory.
Huh.
I think just because you're resting.
Who named it pink noise? That's what I want to know. Why couldn't they have named it camouflage noise or are
camouflage noise is way too complicated. It's got multiple tones. But there's actually brown noise and red noise. There's actually all sorts of different kinds of noises.
Boy, I've missed a whole world of colors here in my world I didn't know about.
Clearly, you've missed the whole rainbow of noise.
All I know about, Sarah, all I know about is gym noise. That's all I know about. So, folks, check this out.
Yeah, I am, because you're such a fitness buff.
Exactly. So folks, this is...
Pig noise, you can get, there are apps that you can get that will
really?
Be pig noise generators. Yes, there's a
couple
of them.
I'm going to look that up. I might have to give a little bit of that. So, folks, this is what you're missing if you're not taking the Bottom Line Personal. You're missing all this stuff. Hey, Sarah, good job today. BottomLinePersonal.com, is that right?
That'll work. BottomLineInc.com.
That's it, too. Thanks, Sarah Heiner, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.